96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders, Isabella Nieto reports.
The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about childcare. We talked about healthcare and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. James Kelly explains.
Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. James Kelly has more.
Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country.
State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing last Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Lacouture Ojibwe University is launching a revamped four-year biology program centered on Ojibwe environmental knowledge. The announcement came April 13th and also included a new partnership with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, aimed at expanding training and career pathways for students entering natural resources fields. According to a press release, university leaders say the program blends Western science with traditional knowledge with a focus on place-based learning and stewardship of land and water. The degree builds on previous associate-level offerings but shifts the focus to tribal knowledge systems and community needs. School officials say the program was shaped by conversations with tribal leaders, students, and natural resource departments, which identified a need for more professionals who can work across both scientific and cultural perspectives. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission leaders say the partnership strengthens a long-standing relationship and will help develop the next generation of tribal natural resource professionals. Registration for the fall semester is now open, with more information available on the university's website. Forest Appreciation Week is underway across Wisconsin, highlighting the importance of trees and forests to communities across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the week includes Earth Day and wraps up with Arbor Day on April 25th. Officials say Wisconsin's forests cover about 17 million acres, nearly half the state, and play a major role in protecting water, supporting wildlife, and providing recreation and economic benefits. The DNR says ongoing efforts are focused on maintaining those benefits through conservation and tree planting initiatives. The state has pledged to plant 100 million trees by 2030, with about 12 million trees planted last year alone. The DNR says residents can take part by planting trees, caring for local forests, and supporting conservation efforts in their area. Officials say Forest Appreciation Week is a chance to recognize the role forests play in everyday life and the importance of protecting them for future generations. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. He's throwing a ball great, but we didn't make a play for him. And I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good, and I think he learned something today about it.
NBA 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures are going to keep climbing through mid to late week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.